Oh, here we go. It's not even a bonus pod. It's a start of the week pod. Oh, man.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self.
Cool.
A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything.
Hey.
You start being fat, angry Stretch.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
That guy's just offensive. Offensive, I tell you. Happy Monday, off to the new week. Boy, I am getting ready. I got an interesting week. I have got health stuff to deal with for me on Tuesday. No, the next week I have to deal with some stuff with my mom's. I got to go take care of my mom, so I will do that. And what else is happening? It is Cluster F. We are into that season. Can you feel it? Can you feel the holidays? Because I knew it was the day after Halloween, which was last weekend, we would see it. But now it's like, it's just taken over. Christmas is here. Starbucks. Last Wednesday, Thursday, they launched their Christmas coffees. All of their Christmas line is out. And I don't know if you happened to wander into a Starbucks on that day, but apparently they were busier than normal because people were all happy to get their holiday started. The peppermint mochas and all that stuff. That peppermint mocha is good. I've had that a number of times, but I have not had one yet this year. And those are super popular. A thing that is interesting, I got to give it to some of the fast food places really get it when it comes to social media. For instance, Taco Bell. And they always launch new menu items and bring them in and bring them back. And everybody learned that from McDonald's. McDonald's with the McRib or the Shamrock Shake are little things that they launch at certain times of year and they put on and off the menu. And everybody would do that and it makes people want them more when they're limited. But the thing that's getting so much attention is that Baja Blast pie. And a Baja Blast, if you don't know, is a flavor of Mountain Dew. And it's specific for Taco Bell. Remember, they own Mountain Dew. They own Pepsi. Pepsi owns Taco Bell. One of the two. They're hurting. They're trying to spin off Pizza Hut, I heard. They're trying to get rid of Pizza Hut, but no one wants it as of now. They just want to be Taco Bell and KFC. But they have the Baja Blast specifically for Taco Bell. And then they launched this Baja Blast pie. And what's weird about it and really smart is they have so many at a store, I guess, per day. They're frozen when you get them. And you have to buy the whole pie. It's not like you get that little micro slice in a box that you normally get when you order pie at a fast food place. You get the whole pie frozen like a giant hockey puck, but it's the whole pie. And it's got a crazy aqua blue-green color to it, which does not look healthy, and that makes people weird. But I have seen so much social media attention on that pie where people bought it, ran out to the parking lot in their car, and they're eating it frozen like a brick gnawing on the side of it. I've seen people hate it. Then I've seen people swear that it's delicious. All it is a key lime pie because that drink is kind of a tart, fruity drink. So they made it into like a key lime pie recipe that some people love, some people hate. Speaking of recipes, I got down this weekend. I was making stuff left and right. My favorite thing I made was a banana bread that I made at home, and I just kind of winged it, made up my own recipe. I looked at other recipes of other dishes, and I used Greek yogurt. I used 3 bananas instead of 2 and 2 eggs. And I did use a cup of almond flour. I have almond flour, and that's all okay on a low-carb diet. And then no sugar at all. I used some vanilla protein powder, knocked up the protein on it. Protein, protein, protein. I preach the protein, and you should also be eating the protein because it is very, very, very important. So getting protein in everything, and vanilla protein powder is the best way to go. Put a scoop of vanilla protein powder in there. I used a little stevia on top of that. The monk fruit sweetener that I had a big bag of. and I used a little bit of that in there, and it was really good. And then the icing, I just used regular cream cheese and like a half a brick of cream cheese, and then put sweetener in it. And I also used vanilla protein powder in that as well, which is also sweet and helps it. So that was my cheesecake, and it was delicious. And sprinkled some walnuts on it before it went into the oven. And that thing came out great. And then another little dessert hack that I freaking love. This is my new favorite, and I didn't see this anywhere. I just love the flavor of it, and I've done so many different things with it. I don't measure anything when I make a recipe up. I literally usually just wing it and see, oh, that looks about right. And sometimes it comes out horrible. But this pudding, my instant pudding, can't tell you enough how good it is. I made it once this weekend with get vanilla pudding or cheesecake pudding. That's the ticket. And instant. And I did once with 1% milk, and I made another one with almond milk. And the thing is, if you make it with almond milk, you use a little less. So, like, I wouldn't say a cup. So if it calls for 2 cups, use like little more than a cup and a half, maybe a cup and 3/4 makes it, because it doesn't set as good. The regular milk, I noticed instantly the regular milk sets way better than the almond milk. So use a little less almond milk. But I take the instant flavor, whatever I'm going to do. And this is the one I really love that I made over the weekend. And I liked it so much, I made it twice this weekend. It was the almond milk, a scoop of vanilla protein, the zero sugar vanilla pudding mix, and then I put in the powdered peanut butter. I don't know if you've ever used that and you're like, that's the dumbest thing ever. No, it's amazing. It is so good to bake with that powdered peanut butter, because if you cook with, you know, unsweetened peanut butter or whatever it is, you mix it in and with regular peanut, it's too runny, and it's like adding liquid, and then you got to, well, what can I take out that's liquid? There's a lot you got to do if you use regular peanut butter, but the powdered peanut butter, you will get all the peanut butter flavor, and it also helps to thicken it up, which is great when you're using the almond milk. But that's it, and you literally end up with peanut butter pudding, because the peanut butter overpowers the vanilla flavoring, and it's sweetened by the vanilla flavoring and the vanilla, also the vanilla flavoring of the protein powder. And it's like peanut butter pudding. I've never had peanut butter pudding. There's not a peanut butter pudding out there, but there is now, because I invented it. That's right. I invented it. That's what I did. Delicious. Give it a try. Vanilla instant. And you don't even have to put the protein powder in it if you want. Just make a pack of vanilla instant pudding and sprinkle in enough peanut butter powder till you get the flavor of peanut butter. And let that sit. And it is freaking, I guess I just love it. If I had my way, I would have, like, Reese's to me is the best candy there is, the Reese's peanut butter cups. I love peanut butter sandwiches, not peanut butter and jelly. I do not like jelly, but peanut butter anything is delicious in my world. And I remember I made the peanut butter pies. I was doing that, and that was really freaking good too. And another thing I do with that is I will get a tub of the sugar-free Cool Whip, and I will just dump peanut butter flavor into that and stir that up, and that's also really delicious. But I gotta think, having the almond milk sugar-free is probably healthier. Once you do that, I think the macros on the entire package, so one pack of that pudding makes 4 servings, 25 calories per serving. You're like, dude, I'll just eat the whole bowl of all of it. I make it in one big bowl and I eat the whole thing in one sitting. It's 100 calories. But I like it, and it doesn't have sugar, so I don't have to freak out and worry about that, because I got me the diabetes going wild. I got to go back to the doctor on that. So I got the heart doctor tomorrow. Hopefully I'm not going to have a grabber today or tomorrow, but we will see. Oh, boy. And then I found other stories, too, that I wanted to get into. Oh, the guy, the really rich billionaire guy, has realized he gets a ton of attention for what he calls biohacking, which is just all ways to be younger because he's a psycho. And he's now opened a place it's really smart. I mean, this guy, granted, he was a billionaire, so he kind of knew what he was doing beforehand. But now he has it's like a gym, but it's not a gym. And it's really effing smart. He opened up, so you pay $189 a month, which isn't much that for what you get, and then you get to do all of these therapies that he's doing, and it really helps. Like, they have, so for $189 a month, you come into this gym, you can use the red charger, which is frequency specific light therapy, and that's supposed to really help. The cold snap recharge, which is cryotherapy, where it gets down to minus 175 degrees, you can do that. And you can also do there's a breathing machine, but it's got a thing on it that trains you for breathing a little better. And you do that for 40 minutes. It's got just regular red light therapy. There's one where they call it like a sausage, and they call it the big squeeze. And they put you in these suits that are compressed. It's compression therapy for your whole body. And it automatically zooms in on areas where you have pain. And it's supposed to be amazing. But this guy has all of these things at his little gyms. And he's opening them up as a chain. I know there's one in New York. There's one in Austin. I would imagine there's one in Los Angeles. But this is the kind of stuff that all the celebrities do and really rich people do that typically you can't afford and I can't afford. And you'd have to go into one of those longevity centers and pay a fortune for it. And your insurance isn't going to pay for that. But if you don't mind a really expensive gym at $189 a month, you can go in there and do that. It's called Upgrade Labs because you're upgrading your body. Pretty smart of this dude. So good for him. He has got a lot of cool stuff in there. I wonder, I would want to do it for a month and go a few times and then cancel my membership. I don't need it anymore. I'm good. I got biohacked already. My longevity is back. Weight loss drugs are booming in what states? 25% of adults, they say, are on a GLP-1, which is basically Ozempic or one of the other similar, Mounjaro or whatever they are. Insurance data claims Pennsylvania in 2024 broke down the estimated number of weight loss diabetes drug prescriptions per state. They were the 25% of adults in Pennsylvania were on a GLP-1, which is effing crazy. That shows you how fat we are, because I know I have it for diabetes, and I'm taking it for diabetes, and I'm losing no weight with Ozempic. None. I've never lost any weight with Ozempic. But it's been good for my A1C when I take it, and when I don't want to blame my insurance. My insurance is good. I have Blue Shield of California. We've got, and it's through my work, and we have really good insurance. But, boy, I've been dealing with CVS. And here's what I know. When I worked at rehab, there was people in there on 50 different kinds of prescriptions, and I'm not exaggerating. And we would have to run to the pharmacy all the time to pick up prescriptions for a client when they were in there. Something would happen. They needed this, or the doctor would change a prescription or add a prescription. And guess what? You can't send druggies to the pharmacist because most of them, especially the rich ones, had already doctor shopped and had existing prescriptions sitting in there for pain pills. So you have to go do all of their pharmacy work as well. And I remember we had a policy at both rehabs I worked at. No CVS. They are so inept across the board. And I'm talking any CVS. They are a shit show. In fact, my Ozempic ran out. They sent me a note saying, your doctor's not responding to refill the prescription. I called them and the doctor. And the doctor said, okay, it's in. And there were two. It was Ozempic and one of my other medications. And I got in and it was just the other medication. It wasn't the Ozempic. And I'm like, what happened? Your doctor never sent it. I go, well, they sent it the same time they sent over this one, so you should have it. No, we don't have it. Okay, so I call my doctor. No, we sent it. We sent it on this date. So then I call the pharmacy back. Hey, they said they sent it. They sent it on this date. This is the time. Nope, we didn't get it. So I call the doctor back. Will you send it over again? The pharmacy says they didn't get it. So then they send it. And then the pharmacy says, no, we didn't get it. We still didn't get it. So when I went to my doctor, I said, can you just cancel that prescription and move it to another pharmacy so I can get my medication? This has gone on for like 2 weeks. I didn't have my medication because CVS couldn't figure their shit out. And it's been a shit show. And I've had to go back to CVS because I do most of my prescriptions now, living in two places, being in Downey and being in the West Side. I have two different ones. And it's an absolute crap show. So point of the story here, do not, if you can avoid it, use CVS. Like, if you're at the doctor, when I went in and he told me I had pneumonia, he was like, yeah, we got this and this. I said, put it at the CVS right down the street because that's the closest place to my house. I'll go there right now. I'll pick it up. And it was one time, you know, one time antibiotic, one time inhaler, one time cough medicine, done. And I got it, and I got it right then, and we were good. It's the monthly, day-to-day stuff that I don't know what it is about them that they cannot get their shit straight. I know what it is. They're too big and they're too busy. And did you know this? That part of the scam of healthcare is like you're... So my doctor's been writing prescriptions. They want me to go on Mounjaro because the Ozempic's not working for weight loss. They want me to lose weight as well as get my A1C in balance. And my insurance keeps saying no. But it's not really your insurance. It goes to like a committee that approves your medications. And they tell you, you got to get this or you got to get that or whatever. And they push for certain drugs and they deny certain drugs. And did you know that the people that do that are the owners of, like, CVS owns one of them? And if you notice within that insurance program, some insurance, I've had an insurance that I literally got rid of my health insurance because they said you can only go to CVS. It was only CVS. And that's because CVS was the manager. It's like a healthcare management company. And CVS owned that one. And then they referred everything to CVS. And they also like to approve really expensive drugs and keep you on medications. It is true. Big Pharma is a wicked, wicked scam. But if you really dive into the healthcare system, it is dirty, 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 dirty. It is bad. I really don't like the healthcare system. Ever since Obamacare, I have been a hater of the healthcare system because everything got way more expensive. And it got way more expensive for us people that work and have insurance because people that don't work and don't have insurance were getting it for free. So we're paying for their free by all of our shit going through the roof. It's crazy. Let's see where California ranks on here. California is not even on the list of the top states of people on Ozempic. West Virginia is at 24%. Kentucky, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, North Dakota, all at 18% and above. Wow. It is nuts. And here's the list below. Hawaii had the lowest overall prescriptions for that. And Hawaii is filled with fat people. I love me the Hawaiians, but they're big fat people. I'm just saying, Hawaiians are either big and fat like me or they're little, skinny, tiny. It's not like a big middle ground. You're like, oh, you're a little Hawaiian, or oh, you're a big-ass Hawaiian. Shout out to Hawaii. My favorite. It's my happy place. I love Hawaii. I love Maui in particular. Still devastated about the... They got burned a year before the Palisades, and they're still not back. They're still not rebuilt. And they're still getting shit, and the government is still screwing them, and their state government and their federal government, everyone is hosing them. And that sucks. Sucks a big fat one. Sucks the dong. Whew. I'm getting hot, because I have my fan off when I keep my fan on still, even though my wife and my daughter both have portable heaters that they're using, and I like sleep in a room by myself with the fan on me because I'm fat and sweaty. It is really crazy. I don't have any more stories, and I have no more F's to give, and I got to go get healthy so I don't fail my heart screen tomorrow, whatever that's going to be. I don't like going to the doctor so much. Being old and fat's not fun. It is not fun at all. All right. Let's get out of here. You guys go have a good rest of the week. Oh, don't forget to get your Spyras on. I'm still friends with Spyra. Get your Spyra on. You can still use Fit10 at checkout and get your discount code. And I will talk to you guys on Friday for a bonus pod. So enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see ya!